This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. Storms have repeatedly hit northwest Alaska since January, with more rough weather this week, a situation which could make it tougher for Iditarod teams headed up the coast to Nome. While this could be an especially stormy year, there's some history here, right, Rick?
So Iditarod's been run since 1973, and on many occasions, storms, especially on the Bering Sea coast, have played an important role in the ultimate outcome. Probably the most famous, of course, 1985, when relative unknown musher Libby Riddles got her team through a Shaktulik to Koyuk blizzard when all the other teams had to hole up, and she went on to become the first woman to win the Iditarod. Other storms, especially in the area between White Mountain and Safety, known as the Topcock area, a region that often gets very strong cold north winds, blowing snow, very common, been the bane of many a musher in Iditarod through the years.
Snow is in the Nome area forecast, and we'll have to see how things play out. But meanwhile, there is again record low Bering sea ice this year, and that's forced a change to the Iditarod route.
For Iditarod 2019, the trail committee made the decision to reroute the race from Shaktulik to Koyuk, which traditionally goes across Norton Bay, that small indentation between Shaktulik and Koyuk. This year, going to take an overland route that's going to add a number of miles. Additionally, at times, parts of the race between Elam and Gullivan have also run across Norton Sound. This year, going to be all land race.
Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.